Social studies provide opportunities for students to develop the attitudes, skills, and knowledge that will enable them to become engaged, active, informed, and responsible citizens. It also provides the ability to analyze problems in students' lives and in society, plan appropriate courses of action individually and in collaboration with others. It offers the ability and inclination to access what to believe and how to act completely. It also offers the ability to identify information needs, extract information from varied sources, and represent this information in appropriate forms. The recognition and respect for individual and collaborative identity is essential in a pluralistic and democratic society. Social studies provide students to develop their sense of self and community, encouraging them to affirm their place as citizens in an inclusive, democratic society. It gives the breadth and depth of factual and conceptual knowledge students should possess about their world. It puts their plan into action and evaluates the efficacy of their efforts. Power and Authority is a unit that focuses on leadership. It explores community of different leaders and their interrelationships in the community. Leadership is being taught because decision-making in the community is an important part of the community system. It is important for students to understand what is in the community and how the different leaders rely on each other and how the society needs them. It is important for the students to be introduced to and learn about leadership in the community. The unit is important for the students because their future coursework requires an understanding of being responsible leaders. The unit will benefit the community because the students will learn how important leadership is for the citizens in the community. The unit will teach social studies facts about the leaders that will instill values in the students and develop a sense of personal efficacy as active and responsible citizens. Nunavut curriculum requires that third grade students receive instruction on leadership, which is important for their community. Leadership is appropriate for grade 3 students because at around this age, students begin to recognize their role models and leaders in the community. The topics are decided by looking through the curriculum and then selected to teach that are linked to one another. Grade 3 students will explore leaders in communities. They will consider geographic, social, and cultural characteristics of a variety of contemporary communities. Students will enrich their awareness and appreciate of how people live in communities and will develop an understanding of culture. The themes for the year are citizenship, culture, and community, the land, time, continuity, and change, global connections, community leaders, economic resources, creative and critical thinking, social participation, and managing ideas and information in the order from August to June. Power and Authority is a social studies unit created to acknowledge the rights and opinions of others in collaborative tasks. The unit will give students the opportunity to share information and ideas to contribute to a group task. The unit will give students the opportunity to express ideas and opinions that are supported by information or observation. The students will formulate questions for inquiry and take chance to draw conclusions based on information and evidence and make connections between their own and others' experiences. They will also have a chance to organize and record information from information sources using a variety of formats. To focus on the importance of time consumption, the unit is designed to best suit the lesson for a month. Depending on the length of the unit, the flexibility of changing the time goal is important because it goes over or less than a month. Students will explore the processes and structures of power and authority and their implications for individuals, relationships, and communities. Examining the concepts of power, authority, and decision-making from multiple perspectives helps students to consider how these concepts impact individuals, relationships, and communities. It also broadens students' understanding of related issues, perspectives, and their effect on citizenship and identity. A critical examination of the distribution, exercise, and implication of power and authority is the focus of this strand. Students will examine governmental and political structures, justice and laws, fairness and equity, conflict and cooperation, decision-making processes, and leadership. This examination develops a student's understanding of the individual's capacity in decision-making processes and promotes active and responsible citizenship. The learning outcome for citizenship is that students should infer awareness of the idea of citizenship as membership or belonging. In addition, they should gain respect to the teachings of elders, leaders, parents, and community members for the identity learning outcome. The students should also gain respect to positive leadership in their school groups and communities. They should be able to identify ways of maintaining safety and security within communities, as well as give examples of ways in which groups and communities make decisions. They should also recognize formal and informal types of leadership and give reasons why groups and communities may experience conflict. Lastly, students should be able to infer awareness that conflict may be part of interactions. 4 to 5 times per week for 40 minutes per lesson, many interesting activities and events are scheduled. The unit provides hands-on, which includes working in groups. It also provides artifact that requires the students to do visual work individually. While students are individually working, they will be sharing stories about their experiences that relates to the visual work, as well as kinesthetically to get the interest and the attention of the students, given that the unit has multiple days where students will have guest speakers in which they will get to frame meaningful questions in real-life consequences. The initiating activities are brainstorming on a roll paper, worksheet cutouts, and a guest speaker. Students' prerequisite learning is that they should be able to brainstorm, work collaboratively, read, write, and infer critical questions that lead to open-ended answers. The resources include artifacts, books, and stories told by an elder. The unit includes several assessment methods and strategies. The students will be given a formal unit display at the end of the unit. They will do a performance test at the end of the unit, will be asked to do a project on leadership in groups. They will participate in a wide variety of activities working in groups and individually. Grading criteria is conveyed through modeling and examples prior and during all evaluation activities, such as observation, anecdotal notes, or questioning when students answer orally or in written. Social studies for elementary school teachers is a great text that offers a lot of information for the instruction of elementary students. First of all, I have learned that the methods and assessments are congruent if the lesson is well planned. I have also learned the importance of teaching students about the past. To continue on, I have learned the critical thinking tools, but I still feel that I need more exercise using the tools. The first step for developing powerful questions is the introduction of the vocabularies, then the discussion of the criteria, and then making a use of brainstorming, and then the last tool is to develop relevant background. Lastly, I have learned that cooperative involves reflections on the learning process and prior knowledge.